Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Pond is standing by with today's word of the day. Say the word, you'll be free. How are you, doctor? Say the word, and be like me. Doctor! Dr. Pond.
Doctor, right?
I don't need no doctor.
Doctor my eyes.
Doctor, diagnose me with a case of... Never mind. Go ahead.
What's up, Doc?
You.
You want to keep playing this game? All right, here we go. The word of the day. Nicky Rana got a dandy for you this morning. You all remember, both of you remember the cartoons and stories that we're exposed to as children, the fables of Aesop. The word of the day derives from the fables and the stories of Aesop. Those are cute little tales about animals that act with human impulses and behavior, and they have a not so latent meaning, and you know they are intended as moral types of stories, teach you right from wrong, all that. So the word of the day, as I say, derives from the fables of Aesop. The word of the day is Aesopian. I checked this. It's not Aesopian. It's Aesopian. Nikki, I know that you were hung up on this distinction for a long time. Now you have an answer.
Thank you. Oh, I can now breathe again.
Such a relief. Mm-hmm. All right. Aesopian, A-E-S, doesn't begin the way you might think it would begin with the letter E. It begins with the letter A. A-E-S. O-P, P as in Paul, I-A-N, A-E-S-O-P-I-A-N, Aesopian, relating to the fables of Aesop, conveying an innocent meaning. The underlying text here, according to the wordsmith, again, underlying meaning that is to an outsider, difficult to penetrate, to understand, but on the inside, we all get it. Have you heard the Aesopian fable about the killer cantaloupe from outer space that tried to destroy the United States of America?
Killer cantaloupe? Where are you going?
I don't...
Yeah, that's not an animal, but I just thought I'd throw it in there just to, for the fun of it. Or the killer... Would it be killer cantaloupe or would it be the killer Cheeto bowl from outer space?
I'll go with mango.
I wish it were.
Good for you. Good for you. Mary Donna says orangutan. That brings the animal element into it. I've heard, as a matter of fact, Bill Maher on television say that he was sued by a certain moronic politician who will go nameless because he said his father was an orangutan. Not a bad theory. Cruel, but not bad. Okay. There it is. Aesopian, your word of the day. Enjoy it. I will talk to you in the morning. Be good, okay?
I'm going to take it out and massage it and use it in conversation today.
Oh, Ron, this is a G-rated radio station. Don't talk that way.
Thank you, buddy.